Good morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast. It is brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. This morning we have with us once again Reverend Ronald White, pastor of the Tower Hill Missionary Church, and he'll be sharing with us. We'd like to thank the Waterford Missionary Church, located in Waterford, St. Catherine, for sponsoring today's broadcast. Reverend Spencer Cahoon and his congregation invite you to worship with them at their morning service at 10:30, or if you prefer, their evening service at 7. As always, we invite you to write to us for comment or counsel. Our address is the Grace Hour Box 123, Kingston 8. Do stay with us in a moment. This morning's message.
Unto us a child is born,
unto us a son is given, unto us born.
Unto us a child is born,
unto us a son is given,
unto us a son.
Good morning. Season's greetings to you wherever you are. May God's grace and peace attend you in a very special way. Our text this morning is St. Luke's Gospel chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. Let me read it. Now the feast of unleavened bread, called the Passover, was approaching, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus, for they were afraid of the people. This is the word of the Lord. It is that time of year when persons from all walks of life take time to do two things, to reflect and to celebrate. Some reflect and celebrate, and some celebrate without reflecting. In many places across the world, it is regarded as Christmas time. And at this time, whoever we are and wherever we are, over the next week or so, we are going to be affected by the activities associated with the season. One notices the increased flow of traffic in the streets, both human traffic as well as automobiles. Lights are everywhere, decorations are plentiful, and there is much eating, drinking, socializing, and generally an atmosphere of festivity. And everyone is going to be affected in some way. I use the experience of our approaching season to call to mind what happened nearly 2,000 years ago. While there were a number of highly unusual events which attended the birth of Jesus, it did not happen against the background of a holiday as we know it today, since it was the events of his birth which subsequently occasioned the holiday and the attendant festivities. Our text this morning mentions another festival in the Jewish culture which attracted quite a bit of attention and substantial activities and participation. It was called Passover. This annual affair was perhaps their most significant festive event. It was used as a reminder of God's deliverance of the Jews from the slavery and oppression of the Egyptians. This celebration lasted for about 8 days, the Passover day itself, followed by 7 days of celebration and festivities. For this celebration, it was a requirement that all Jewish males over age 12 be at Jerusalem. People traveled from all parts of the Roman Empire to attend this feast in Jerusalem. Jesus participated in the events of his time also, yet he would always interpret the deeper meaning of those activities, such as going to the synagogues or the temple. He never fell in line with the status quo. For example, He chased some persons from the temple because they were exploiting others in their financial transactions. Jesus believed in fair play. Our text tells us that the chief priests and those who were the legal practitioners wanted to kill Jesus. Did Jesus know this? Yes, he did. He himself had said so many times before. In fact, he had declared that it was for that purpose that he had come into the world, and this was a time to die, in order to fulfill God's plan to save people. This was more than 30 years after his birth in Bethlehem. It is this birth which we now celebrate. But Jesus was born for this specific task, that is, to die. Several passages of Scripture tell us so. The fact is that his birth was of great significance because of who he is, the life which he lived, and ultimately his death and resurrection. We have said over the past weeks that the journey which took him to Jerusalem had its genesis in chapter 9, verse 52 and 57 of St. Luke's Gospel. But it's also reiterated in chapter 10, verse 1 and chapter 13, verse 22. But the real terminus was in fact not Jerusalem, but glory or heaven, according to these verses. The journey had really begun long before this, however. In the accounts of Jesus' birth found in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, the angel Gabriel had approached a young woman, a virgin named Mary. He announced that she had been chosen to be the mother of the Messiah and Savior of the world. Further, she was told by Gabriel, quote, "The Lord shall give him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." End of quote. He would be the son of David according to the flesh, but he would reign forever. This birth subsequently took place in an animal stable, a manger. It was the best that his mother and Joseph could do because, as the scripture says, for them there was no room in the inn. Mary and Joseph, having journeyed from Nazareth to Bethlehem, could not find an appropriate accommodation for the newborn baby. So here was a baby, attested to be the Son of God, but having to endure from his first day on earth very unsophisticated conditions. It seems so unfair. But all of this was to fulfill God's plan to bring a Savior into the world, one who would be organically related to us, a second Adam, as it were. This birth was in the economy of God and us, a major, major event. The prophecy concerning the hope of the ages had finally been fulfilled. No wonder a choir of angels came to earth from the heavenly realms to proclaim this birth. I know there's a lot of squabbling over whether it is appropriate to celebrate this birth and when. But if the angels did so, and Jesus Christ was not born to save angels, then those for whom he came have every right to celebrate. As Mary had shouted, "My soul magnifies the Lord and has rejoiced in God my Savior," Luke 1, 46 and 47. And similarly, the old prophet Simeon, when he saw the baby come to be circumcised according to the Jewish tradition, he saw in the child, by the revelation of the Holy Spirit, the fulfillment of the words of the prophet Isaiah, that this child would bring light not only to the Jews, but to non-Jews also, even to the ends of the earth. And on the same occasion, the old prophetess Anna, seeing the 8 days old child, again speaking by the Holy Spirit, rejoiced and spoke of Jesus, quote, "to all those who were looking for the redemption in Israel." This child would bring peace, love, and joy to earth among people of goodwill by growing up and giving his life. God's plan of the ages for the salvation of the human family would be executed against all odds. Nothing would alter it. So, here in Luke 2:22, verses 1 and 2, we see religious leaders at Passover time, a time of great celebration in the nation, but they are scheming to kill Jesus. They were plotting murder instead of celebrating God's goodness. What a travesty. What will people do when they are blinded by sin and captivated by evil? Let us, right here in Jamaica, at this time, in Jamaica land we love, let us do right instead of wrong. May we use this season to do good and not evil, to help and heal and not to hurt. This is appropriate as we celebrate this birth. May we take the time to give him room in our lives. That was his reason for coming to our world, to offer us pardon for all our wrongs, giving us peace with God and with each other, and life everlasting. Amen.
Joy bells ringing, angels singing, all because a child was born. A time of sharing, people caring, all because a child was born. There the perfect night when you came into this world, the stars shined oh so bright. Hearts were waiting, anticipating, all because a child was born.
We trust that you've been blessed by the message delivered this morning by Reverend Renard White. For a comment or counsel, please write to us. Our address is The Grace Hour, Box 123, Kingston 8. Here now are some important announcements. The First Missionary Church, 58 East Street, Kingston, invites you to attend their 2004 Christmas musical entitled Christmas is Jesus. This will be held on Sunday, December 26 at 6 p.m. And the Hampton Green Missionary Church, 2 St. John's Road, Spanish Town, St. Catherine, invites you to an evening of music entitled Child of Promise. And this will also be held on Sunday, December 26th at 6:30 in the evening. Thanks again to the Waterford Missionary Church, Waterford, St. Catherine, for sponsoring today's broadcast. Reverend Spencer Cahoon and his congregation invite you to worship with them at their morning service at 10:30 or their evening service at 7. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. And on behalf of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica and the entire Grace Hour team, let me wish for you a very peaceful and blessed Christmas.